Perhaps I was talking when I should have been listening.
No matter what happens, you've got to hang on.
Johnny, relax.
Now you give him everything he wants, you understand?
Now let's see what happens when we mix these two elements together.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
you are now listening to the Relentless College Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Relentless College Entrepreneur Podcast. It is season 5, episode 5. So what we're going to be talking about is a book that I recently finished. It's called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. Very interesting book, and it's a very short read if you're interested in actually reading it. I think it's about 100-ish pages, maybe a little bit longer, but the text's pretty big, so I would say it's around 75 pages in a normal book. What was really interesting was the perspective within this book. So what are you going to gain from listening to this? So this book aims to help you realize the power you already possess. And we're going to be talking about how to find out everything in your life, from your strength of your character and your physical health to the artistic achievements and your life circumstances. So you will be determining you by your thoughts in a quick summary. So let's jump into the first main topic, which is by mastering your thoughts, we can change our lives. So have you ever sat down and wondered what makes us human? Like, what are we? Like, how did this work? It's a puzzling question. So here's a clue to start off. Man is the sum of his thoughts. And I want to state this because this book was written a long time ago. So it's saying man, it's really meant for just human in general is what I really got out of it. And you are as your thoughts, as you think is what you are. Just as a plant spreads out and sprouts from a tiny seed, each action will perform in an outgrowth of your thought. So from these actions, these patterns emerge. In turn, these patterns come to constitute your character. Our character or personality begins with our thoughts. But why is this important, you might be thinking? So before we do that, I'm going to share something that my dad taught me. And that is this quote: watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. My dad put that on the fridge for a long time, and it all begins with your thoughts. The seed of in which you act in your destiny is really comes from your thoughts of whatever it may be, being positive or negative is really what the two things it falls into. So if you're being positive, you're going to be positive. If your thoughts are negative, you're going to be negative and have a bad day. Now, I know that sounds simple, but it happens, and I'm guilty as charged as well, that I have these negative thoughts, and then it only seems the day gets worse if my negative thoughts continue. Like, the frustration of setting a new device up or, you know, whatever the tiniest thing, and then it rolls into a ball. And then these actions end up becoming your habits, and then the habits become your character, and then the character becomes your destiny. That's why it's so important to talk about thoughts and this book, As a Man Thinketh, because really, if we don't control our thoughts, it happens naturally, and you know, there's a lot of factors that go into this, you know, how you were grown up, what family you were in, a bunch of different stuff, but you can still change your mindset, which is really your thoughts. If our thoughts shape our character, it's only logical by changing our thoughts that will change our character too. So by changing the nature of our thoughts, anyone might find that there is a lot to smile about. Anyone who attempts to master his thoughts can do much more than eliminate negative characteristics. By working through your thoughts the right way, an individual can obtain by what the author refers to as defined perfection. In other words, by weeding out the bad or useless thoughts, so to say, a person can bring joy, strength, and peace, and even wisdom to his life. So let's talk about the next main topic, which is the world we live in doesn't just shape us. We shape it too. So like when you fail miserably at something and you blame it on the weather or you blame it on an external factor, it doesn't even, I'm thinking of so many things that can happen and we don't even realize we blame our failure on external factors, and it's something we're all guilty of. And it might make us feel better, but it only sets us back because things happen in life that we really can't control. There's a lot of external factors. So what are you going to do when an external factor happens and then you put the excuse, well, it didn't happen because of this. And there's some obvious things like off the top of my head, like you're going to a concert or something and then it gets canceled because there's a tornado warning or something. And you're like, man, I really wanted to go to this concert that canceled. And they're like moving on the band or whoever was singing. And that was like personal, like thought in life and leisure time, but like in the work perspective, in the sense that we blame things that we can't control. So your boss tells you last minute to do something, you just don't have enough time. You're like, well, it's best I had, but I just didn't have enough time. And some things, yes, are, you can have an excuse, I believe, but most part, this is what we're talking about, is changing your thoughts. I had this amount of time, and this is what I'm going to do within this time to make it the best I possibly can within my time limit. So our circumstances, that is all the external factors that impact our lives, are closely linked to our character, but they aren't linked in the way you might first assume. It's all too easy to think that our experiences and our living conditions shape who we are, but the truth is we shape our world just as much as it shapes us. Rather than being a mere product of a circumstance, our character has considerable influence over what kinds of situations you end up in. So, an example, if you end up in jail, it's not because the outside world brought you there. Rather, it was the thoughts and attitude that you had of the outside world that led you in the very situation that got you in trouble. And I'd be dumbfounded, and the author wrote about it too, is to know that like every situation is clear cut. There's so many unique circumstances that happen, and between your character or the circumstance that influences the situation that happened. We all know those people that have hearts of gold and yet still face terrible situations. So we also know that there's many greedy people out there, right? And dishonest people for that matter. And they lead to satisfied lives surrounded by wealth and admirers or, you know, fans or whatever. This means that deducing someone's character from their circumstances is impossible. Likewise, we can't always predict the circumstances someone will end up in examining their character. If people are in jail, have unpleasant characteristics, but some of them have admirable characteristics because they change. That's why I talk about a lot, and I had a podcast episode over perspective. It's just everyone can perceive you a different way. And I had a statistic in one of my other podcast episodes, and that was, I believe it was like 78% of people don't care as much as you think about like what you do and things like that. So you shouldn't let others' perspectives disown you or like you be negative upon yourself. Maybe if it's constructive feedback, take it, right? That's how you're going to improve. But I'm talking about, you know, people, if they say something that you can't improve on, just like, oh, if someone calls you ugly, if someone calls you, you know, crazy or whatever it may be, it's perspectives. And yes, there's a clear cut and like people can have perception on you, and majority of people have that perception on you just because whether it's your character, which comes through your thoughts, or the way you present yourself. So Let's move on to the next topic, which is work toward better health and other goals by cultivating positive thoughts. So some of us age really well, and some of us don't. And bad habits lack an access to health care. And unfortunately, genes all play a role. So there's external factors that it was kind of contradicting itself by saying in the book how genes play a role. But it's true. And the last part with the external factors that I was just talking about was the fact that genes do play a role. So if your family has heart problems or whatever, that's an external factor that is reasonable with your health. So there's a factor that we must not forget and we have to consider, and that is our attitude. And we've already seen what a powerful influence of our thoughts have on both our character and conditions we face. So it shouldn't surprise you that our thoughts impact our bodies too. Unhappy thoughts have a skew of unfortunate side effects: a better heart rate, poorer sleep, or a higher heart rate, not a better heart rate, higher heart rate, and poor sleep, headaches, and yes, when you're frowning, you get wrinkles, actually. That's another thing to think about. And those are little things, but it's just thinking that our negative thoughts have a physical impact on our health as well. And on the other hand, when you think joyfully and you have powerful energy that is really good and positive, it's going to make you a lot happier and younger too, for that matter. So if you want to feel better about your body, try directing your thoughts towards feeling better altogether. Directing your thoughts is crucial if you want to achieve any sort of goal. Whether you intend to reach new heights in your workplace or your relationships or your spiritual practices, it won't be possible unless you focus on your thoughts on that goal. That means letting go of all thoughts that distract you from your goals, and that's going to help you find your way of purpose by getting away from distractions. And then you're in a positive mindset, you have positive thoughts, you're going to be way more better off. And this isn't easy. Like, it's super hard and challenging. But if you think of your mind like a muscle, with practice, you can train to think more positive and effective. So one of the last topics that I'll be talking about until we jump into the summary is that we are solely responsible for our ability to exceed. So dream big. So in the second main point, we were talking about external factors aren't to blame for when mistakes or situations happen the way they do. And this may seem like a great burden to you, but are we solely to blame for our failures? This doesn't seem like a very helpful attitude, so let's change our perspective. If we think we're the victim, then we're bound to feel like a victim and continue to be oppressed. Yet on the other side, if we don't let ourselves feel like victims, it's harder for others to make us their victims. Therefore, it's crucial that we understand that our ability to free ourselves lies in our hands. No matter the circumstances we face, we should stay true to our values and ideals. Our high aspirations, which are our dreams, are what give us the happiness and enjoyment and passion of life to turn our goals into achievements. And that's why it's so important to keep dreamers around and to keep your dreams alive as well. And without poets, painters, composers, our world wouldn't be exciting as it is. So dream and discover new worlds and find yourself. And just not to forget and think about the main message: your thought is the key to your life. Your characteristics are our ability to achieve, and the circumstances that we face and even our physical health are all shaped by our thoughts we have. By learning to change our thoughts for the better, we can change our lives too. That was the summary. And actionable advice I have for you all is, the next time you're feeling tired and grumpy, it's time to do a bit of weeding. not in the garden, but in your mind. You can find your thoughts. Can you find thoughts that are harming you? If you're doing damage or simply getting in the way, pull them out. You know, just try to change your mind. And a lot of the times within these books that I realize is it's hard because, you know, you can't write a 10,000 page book because you can go really in depth with some things. But this was telling you to start focusing on your thoughts and rationalizing and trying to have positive thoughts, because it'll allow you to cultivate your mind and keep your attitude positive and direct towards what you want in life. That's going to be wrapping up this episode. I like to keep it short on this one. Just wanted to remind you, this is the final of the Relentless College Entrepreneur. We have 5 more episodes coming out. The next one, I have a guest. The next few, I think, four or three, I'm going to try to have guests on every single one. And my very last episode, which is sad, but at the same time, I'm excited to talk about, will be just me. With that being said, let's cue the outro.
This has been the Relentless College Entrepreneur Podcast. Catch you guys next time.